This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Well, I'm waiting for fall. Enough is enough, I mutter as I water plants on a warm morning. You know, much of what I grow is on automatic watering, you know, individual spray stakes or sprinklers, but of course, I create these blocks of extra plants that need hand watering. And that's okay for a while, but I want to start watering every other day or every 2 days or maybe every 3 days. You know, and of course, yes, it would be good if I sold those extra plants. But as I was saying, as I watered on a warm morning, enough is enough. I want my favorite season. Give me some fall. Oh, I got to tell you, I mean, Ms. Mesquite and I have been getting up into the high country for a break from hot temperatures. And the hills and mountains, like the country around our home near the banks of the Ojalote, those upper elevation life zones, those sky island biomes have responded to summer rains. And there is glorious, glorious floral madness. So many plants waited to bloom and are now going bonkers. And as I say that, I sort of wonder if it just isn't me and my human sort of thing. Those plants should have bloomed last month, not now. This is just crazy. You know, that sort of human thing, impatience. And if only the flora and fauna performed the way we wanted. Anyway, what did we see up there? We saw, all the usual suspects. Mountain oxeye, tick clover, bidens, rattlebox, globe amaranth, salvia, ceanothus integerimus in full bloom again, buckbrush, amazing sprays of white flowers. And of course, morning glories clamoring over everything. And I saw a marvelous bean vine, Phaseolus acutifolius. That's the wild tepra beans. So pretty cool up there. Yeah. So, as you know, the mountain flora is doing great even after the monsoon moisture slows down. And Ms. Mesquite and I, we don't always get high into the hills. I can tell you that even when we need to drive away from home for groceries or appointments in the big city, and why is it as we get older, we seem to have two or three doctor's appointments a month? Anyway, you know, if we go to Wilcox, Arizona, say, for some groceries or auto parts or something like that, we'll try to make the drive there interesting, through interesting country. So through Dos Cabezas, always through Dos Cabezas, says my partner, lover, significant other, Ms. Mesquite. Don't even ask. Always through Dos Cabezas. So on a recent trip to that cow and wine town through Dos Cabezas, I propose we go to Bowie after shopping and go home to the desert and the foothills. How cool is that? Very cool. You know, it'll be hot, but maybe we can find some shade, I told my wife. So we left Wilcox, Arizona via the interstate and drove east to Bowie. And then in downtown Bowie, we headed through the town and up out of town across the desert to where the Chiricahua and Dos Cabezas Mountains meet across a very hot desert. And just as we got into the foothills, I drove down a wide, sandy arroyo loaded with mesquites and hackberries and walnuts. Oh, yeah, an immense shady walnut was a spot to park and picnic. And yes, very cool plants. A favorite plant called stinging serpent was in bloom. I was so excited, and it was everywhere. Sevelia sinuata, stinging serpent, because of the stinging hairs on the stems and leaves. Beautiful, small, yellow flowers in these interesting clusters, or I don't know, clusters, but these heads at the top of the stems. And those flowers are getting visited by a sulfur butterfly called the southern dogface, or the southern dogface. Oh, I was excited, and I was shouting as Ms. Mesquite directed me to other clumps of Sevelia. Oh, my gosh, Sevelia is in the Loasa family, Loasaceae. Plants in that family are known for their peculiar hairs. You know the stick leaf, Mentzelia, that's in that family. The genus is in honor of Don Pedro Ceballos Guerra. He was a Spanish minister of state in the late 1700s. Oh, and yes, by the way, the hairs do sting. Not bad, but they do sting. Yeah, very cool. So a marvelous find on a warm desert day preceding fall. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.